com. Good morning, greetings, friends. Welcome to Upside, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast and wild world of nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado, registered pharmacist number 12275. I specialize in using nutritional supplements and nutrition where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality and to your well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That's why we're here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 26 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and high blood pressure and obesity and psoriasis and eczema and acne and rosacea and digestive ailments and autoimmune issues of all kinds. Recoveries that by the standards of the modern medical model can only be called a miracle, but what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure, because the human biological system, the human body, is a healing system, it's a regenerating system, it's a renewing system, it is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, and while some folks may call that a miracle, this renewing system is really just the way the body works. If you have questions about health or nutrition or prescription drugs, we want to hear from you on The Bright Side. Our number is 855-660-4261. If you want help getting off your medications, helping a loved one get off their meds, if you have questions about the longevity products, 855-660-4261 is your number. And of course, if you have a success story, we love hearing those. And I know there are success stories out there because I get the letters and I talk to you guys on the phone. Be generous. If you have a success story, share it. 855-660-4261, and you can change somebody's life. 855-660-4261. If you want to learn more about the longevity products, you can head over to brightsideben.com, take a look at our shopping cart. We have all the longevity products that you hear advertised on The Bright Side or you hear us recommend on the program. We have all the products up at brightsideben.com. You can also click on the Join the Team link if you want to help spread the word about the power and the importance of nutritional supplementation. And, of course, you can always call the Bright Side Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. Make sure you ask about the Beyond Tangy Tangerine Multivitamin Mineral Complex Powder. You add it to water, sip on it throughout the day. Make sure you sip on it. It's loaded with nutrients, and if you have any kind of digestive issues, malabsorption issues, if you're not making enough enzymes or if you've got pancreatic or gallbladder issues, you may not be absorbing the nutrients out of the BTT if you drink them up too fast. So you want to sip on your BTT throughout the day. And you don't know what else? A lot of folks will tell me, oh, this stuff, I love the BTT, but it tastes too sweet or it tastes too strong. You know, you don't have to use 2 scoops in water. The directions say 2 scoops in water per 100 pounds. I don't use 2 scoops in water. I use about maybe a little over a scoop, but you can use half a scoop. You want to go to taste. You want it to be palatable, tasty to you. So if 2 scoops in a glass of water is too strong, by all means, cut it down. It doesn't mean you don't have to drink the stuff. Just cut it down. Take half a dose. Sip on it slowly. The most important thing is that it tastes good to you. It's called Beyond Tangy Tangerine. You can find out all about it at brightsideben.com or at the Bright Side Ben phone team. The folks at the Bright Side Ben phone team can tell you about it. 866-735-2470. Alrighty, thanks so much for joining us on the Bright Side Express once again. We're talking about the electrical nature of food, and we're talking about the electrical train of health, the electrical train of health being pulled by oxygen, and the electricity cargo in each car of the electrical train of health. Each car has an electron, a little piece of electricity, and that electricity comes from food. This is so important, people. Electricity in the body comes from food. It's pulled along through the body by oxygen, but it comes from food, and more specifically, it comes from protein and carbohydrates, and protein and carbohydrates are very similar. When I say carbohydrates, I'm talking about fat and I'm talking about sugar. And fat and sugar are carbohydrates, but protein is a kind of, sort of, type of carbohydrate from a biochemical perspective. It's a carbohydrate with an amino acid attached to it, or if you prefer, it's a nitrogen carbohydrate. So protein has an ability to be burnt for energy just like fat does and just like sugar does. Protein sugar, fat are the sources of electricity in the body. Don't you think, given that all disease is electrical disease, all disease is cell electricity gone awry, reading from the book Electrical Nutrition, a really cool book by Denny and Shelley Heisted, quote, before there could be any physical disease, there has to be an electrical malfunction, page 34 in the book Electrical Nutrition. So given that all disease is electrical disease and electricity comes from food, electricity comes from protein and carbohydrates, don't you think we should be paying a little bit more attention to the kind of foods we eat? Electricity, the electron cargo of the electricity train of health, the electrical train of health comes from food, or rather, it's supposed to come from food. The sad fact is, because of our reliance on processed food, most of us are subsisting on foods that have had their electrical energy depleted. Foods that don't have electrical energy. And you can tell sometimes by looking at a food that it doesn't have a lot of energetics to it. Peel open your McDonald's hamburger and look at that burger. You're not supposed to do that because if you look at it, you probably aren't going to eat it. You know why they call that stuff fast food? People think they call it fast food because you get it fast. No. It's called fast food because you got to eat it fast. Because if you ate your McDonald's hamburger really slow and savored every morsel of the grit and the gristle and the toughness and the chewiness, you wouldn't eat that whole hamburger. I guarantee you, folks, for you guys who like McDonald's hamburger and McDonald's hamburgers or any fast processed foods, eat that food really, really slowly and see if you still like your McDonald's hamburger or your Big Mac. I guarantee you, you're not going to be able to finish that Big Mac if you chew on each piece real slowly. That's because it is a dead, depleted food. The electrical nature of food is synonymous with the food structure, with its organization, really with the information. The word, I love that word, information. Information means energy that's in a shape, in a form, in a structure. Information means something energetic, something invisible that all of a sudden has some kind of structure. Food, because of this information quality, is energy that's organized. It's energy that's in a structure. And the more structure and organization a food has, the higher its electrical energy. And no foods have more structure and organization and information and electrical energy than foods that are alive or were recently alive. We have a term for foods that are alive or recently alive. We call it fresh. And everybody likes their food fresh. Why? Because fresh food is electrically active food. Fresh food is energetic food. One of the most effective ways to break up a food structure and organization is to let it sit around and let entropy take its course. Another effective way to break up a food structure and organization and to decrease its information value, its electrical energy value, is to cook it. Now, certainly cooking is it's important for some foods. Cooking can make some foods more digestible, especially flesh foods, what I call cadaver foods. Cooking and heat can help release nutrients that are locked up in plant fibers and vegetable fibers. Sometimes the nutrients are hard to get at. Sometimes steaming or slightly roasting or slightly cooking a vegetable can be helpful. But for the most part, electrical energy is going to be the highest in foods that are raw. Freshness means life force. Freshness means electrical energy. And this is why human beings prefer our foods fresh. Even if we like our foods somewhat cooked, we tend to not like foods that are cooked too much. And we certainly don't like foods that have been sitting around for a long time. Overcooked veggies, overcooked meat, overcooked foods don't taste very good. In fact, they taste dead. They've been depleted of electrical energy. If you're a physicist or you're some kind of electrical engineer, you're going to call this phenomena entropy. Entropy is the dispersal of energy. You could think of it as a loss of energy. It's the same thing that happens when we age. We become less fresh. We become less organized. Our bodies become less organized. There's less information in the body. The opposite of entropy, or this dispersal of energy, is called negentropy. Negentropy is the opposite of entropy. Negentropy is organized energy. Live food is organized and structured and has lots of this trapped energy, and this trapped energy is the essence of life. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. We're coming back at you with more good information right after this. Don't go away.
Farmers keep their livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Avoid 900 different diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients. Check out sonsoflibertyteam.com, order your Healthy Start Pack, and get your 90 for life, or call 855-301-TEAM. Essential, not optional. 90 for life at sonsoflibertyteam.com, or 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
One in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Back on the Bright Side, I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, and we're here Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24-7 on our archive page at brightsideben.com. You'll find a shopping cart up there and a Join the Team link that you can click on if you want to start a longevity business and make some money selling longevity products, or if you just want to help spread the word about the power and the importance of nutritional supplementation. You can also call the Bright Side Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. Our number today is 855-660-4261. We do have a couple lines open for you. Try to get on board early. It's first come, first serve. We'll try to get to all our callers. Never do, but we'll try to get to all our callers. And first come, first serve at 855-660-4261. We'll get your calls next segment. Continuing on with the electrical energy of food. Cooking is a great way to disorganize the electrical energy of food. Electricity is proportional, directly proportional to organization. Disorganized food is food that has had its energy entropically released into the atmosphere. Food that's organized and structured and raw and live is organized and dense with energy. And by the way, nobody likes their food overcooked. We instinctively stay away from overcooked veggies and overcooked meat. Overcooked veggies and overcooked meat just don't taste good. And by the way, when it comes to meat, no one really likes meat. You guys who are out there think you're meat eaters and meat lovers and you love your steak and you love your burgers, guess what? It isn't the meat that you really like. It's the fat and the meat that you really like. It's the fat and the meat together. Do you ever have a steak that didn't have any fat on it or that was overcooked? It doesn't taste very good. That's because fat has got so much electrical energy that it helps amplify the taste and the flavor of foods. What we call taste is really electrical energy. It's the stimulation at the electrical level of what are called taste buds. Taste buds are nothing more than clumps of electrical cells that generate electrical energy. All cells generate electrical energy, but taste bud cells are really highly electrically active. And when a food hits these taste buds, it's really cool. If you look at a picture of the tongue under an electron microscope, you'll see little holes in the tongue, and inside those little holes is where the taste bud lives. And little particles of food will drop into the hole, will hit the taste bud, and zap, an electrical signal will be sent to your brain. Taste buds are really just electrically active cells. They're electrically activated by different substances in food. And some clumps of cells are activated by the electrical energy of chemicals that are sour. Some are activated by the electrical energy of chemicals that are sweet. Others are activated by chemicals that have an electrical nature that the brain will perceive as salty, others bitter, and there's a fifth group that are activated by chemicals that the brain perceives as savory. And these various tastes are not just for pleasure. As pleasurable as salt and sweet and tasty things are, that's not the purpose of these taste buds. These taste buds, the electrical energy sent by these taste buds to the brain, deliver messages. From an evolutionary perspective, for millennia, the sweet taste told the brain that a food was rich in nutrition. Sweet means a young, vital food. Sweet foods in nature, that is, before we learned how to manipulate sugar, sweet foods told the brain that was a young, vital, healthy, energy-dense food. A food that was bitter meant poisons, meant toxins, meant medicinal value. Sour meant acids. Salty meant electrical activity, meant electrolytes. And savory, which is a new taste, the taste that was discovered just recently, well, relatively recently, maybe in the last 100 years or so, savory, which some people call umami, U-M-A-M-M-I, savory meant protein, actually meant amino acids. These days, the most brilliant minds, the most brilliant scientific minds in the world have figured out how to divorce these tastes, the sweet and the savory and the sour and the bitter. They figured out how to separate these tastes from foods. And now, the tastes of processed foods are nothing more than meaningless flavors. The electrical nature of salt and sweet and sour is why overcooked food doesn't have any taste. And overcooked food, by the way, doesn't have any liquids or has a lot less liquids, and liquids are important for the conductivity of electrical energy. It all comes down to electricity. The electrical nature of salt and sweet and sour and bitter get destroyed by heat. Sometimes a little bit of heat can shake up the electrical nature of foods. And there's times when steaming or roasting, slightly roasting, foods can make them more flavorful. Salt is super highly electrical, and salt can really amp up electrical energy, and salt can make foods more flavorful. This nonsense, this stupidity about low-salt diets is one of the silliest ways you can live your life. First of all, you can't really go on a low-salt diet because you need salt because it's so darn highly electrical. Salt, what we call salt, is electrolytic. Technically, it's electrolytes. That means electrical. That means it conducts electrical energy. And to go on a low salt diet is to go on a low electricity diet. Only a doctor can think that's intelligent. Excuse me. Sorry. I promised myself I wouldn't be ripping on doctors anymore, but it's very difficult. Only the medical model will tell you that a low electricity diet is good for you. Salt is super highly electrical. Salt makes foods more flavorful. And by the way, the same is true about oils. And the combination of oils and salt are incredibly important. In fact, one of the best ways to improve the electrical nature of foods and improve their flavors and taste dramatically is to mix them with oil and salt. Pretty much all foods will be more flavorful with a little bit of salt and a little bit of oil. If you take a dried, overcooked piece of meat and you put oil and salt on it, it's going to taste palatable. If you take an overcooked piece of anything, vegetables, anything that you overcook and dry, if you put some oil and salt, you're going to be able to eat it. Bakers will even use salt in cookies and cakes to amp up their flavor. Spices also are super, super electrically active, and they can really jack up flavors. Sugar is also electrically active, and you can put sugar on pretty much anything, and it's going to improve its taste because it's improving its electrical value, its electrical nature. Keep in mind, by the way, the taste buds on our tongue, they're just simply receiving the chemicals in our foods. The actual perceptions of salt and sweet, bitter, sour, tasty, flavorful. The actual perceptions are occurring in the brain. And this is why excitotoxins work to make a food taste good. They make the brain think that a food tastes good, even if there is no way you would ever eat that food without the excitotoxin. Once you put the excitotoxin on the food, your brain gets excited. It's a way of making the brain think it's eating an electrically active food. It's fooling the brain to think it's eating a live, electrically active food. The first excitotoxins were used on dead processed meat, which are the quintessential dead foods. Nothing says dead food more than bologna and salami and processed foods, processed meats of all kinds. There's no way you'd ever eat bologna or salami if they weren't chemically enhanced, chemically activated with salt, with sugar, with excitotoxins, all of which serve to imitate the electrical energy force that's found in real meat, live meat, or any live food. And this is why throughout history, sugar and salt and spices were such valuable commodities. Wars were fought and empires were formed around these important flavor-enhancing substances. How countless millions of people have died because of salt and sugar and spices throughout the history of man, throughout the history of mankind. All right. I wanted to tell you about this power food, one of the most powerfully electrically active foods you could ever eat. And perhaps we'll do that when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. EasyArmor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little EasyArmor costs. and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Disaster can strike at any time. That's why Americans spend billions on insurance policies. But what about investing into disaster preparedness supplies, especially food? After Hurricane Sandy, people waited weeks for help to arrive. Be prepared for anything with Mountain House freeze-dried foods, the finest in the industry, packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans with over 99% of the oxygen removed for the longest shelf life of any product available. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. Made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. Save 25% on Mountain House No. 10 cans. April 2nd through the 8th. With free shipping to the lower 48 states. Visit freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Get 25% off April 2nd through the 8th. Act today. Don't miss out.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice. Get SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
All right, we're back. 855-660-4261 is our number. Got a couple lines open for you. I've been getting a bunch of letters about fibromyalgia for some reason. Jess writes, my mother has been suffering from fibromyalgia for several years now. I've tried several treatments, and she's become dependent on pain medicine. Are there any shows that cover in the archive that cover fibro? Do you have any advice? I do not think she'll call the show, she says. She's been suffering for so many years, and I just want her to be off the horrible pain meds they have her hooked on. This is so tragic, and I get these letters all the time. People just don't know what to do. Fibromyalgia, folks, is a sign of generalized toxicity in the body. All right? It means the body is accumulating poisons. The muscles are constantly moving. Muscle cells are constantly working. So if you're not dumping poisons out or draining poisons out of the body away from cells, they'll tend to accumulate, and the muscles are one of the main places they'll accumulate. So listen up, folks. Fibromyalgia is the accumulation of poisons in the muscles. Period. End of story. I don't know how much clearer I could be with this. If your doctor doesn't tell you this, you got a dumb doctor. Fibromyalgia means fiber, muscle, pain. Fibro for fiber, myo for muscle, alga for pain. Fiber, muscle, pain. This pain is caused by the accumulation of poisons in the nerve muscle area. And there's only one way to alleviate. Well, actually, even better, when you have fibromyalgia, realize that your body is accumulating poisons that are shortening your life and increasing your risks for all kinds of horrible diseases. Fibromyalgia usually occurs in women, and that's because of the clear association between the hormone estrogen and pain in the and accumulation of poisons. Estrogen is a stress hormone. It's a hormone that mediates the stress response, and over time, as the stress response increases, the body cells of the body will have a hard time draining poisons away. So fibromyalgia needs to be regarded as a sign that the body is under extreme duress. And where does that extreme duress come from? 9 times out of 10, at least, where does it start to come from? The digestive system. So for anybody dealing with fibromyalgia, focus on digestive health. Focus on digestive health. Just probiotics can make a huge difference for a fibromyalgia patient. The mineral magnesium can be very important for fibromyalgia patients. There's something called malic acid that some people use to help with fibromyalgia. Look for food intolerances, food allergies. Connect your fibromyalgia up to digestive symptoms. I will guarantee you that if you go on a fast for 3 days, if you can do it, for 3 days, you will start to notice improvements in your fibromyalgia pain. It will not take long. If you're on a pain medicine, guess what those do? They shut down your digestive system. Pain medicines may fake your brain out into thinking you don't feel any pain, but they're going to exacerbate digestive problems. It's one of the classic effects of hydrocodone, Vicodin, and OxyContin, and oxycodone, and all the typical opiate pain medications. The classic toxicity, a side effect, is digestive shutdown. As anybody will tell you who's been on pain meds for a long time, constipation is the most likely side effect. So pain meds are not going to help you, folks. And plus, you got to deal with getting hooked on these things then. If you have fibromyalgia, number one, get yourself on the Nightly Essence today. Get yourself on the Z-Radical today. Get yourself on the Ultimate Enzymes today. Use apple cider vinegar. Get a food diary. Start to eliminate foods. Use caloric restriction. Eat less. Practice intermittent fasting. These are all wonderful strategies. Focus on fat absorption. Focus on gallbladder health. Get yourself on lecithin as a supplement. Grind up your foods, especially fatty foods. Use vegetable juices. Use bone soup. These are all for fibromyalgia people. These are all wonderful ways to treat yourself for fibromyalgia, to reverse fibromyalgia without doctors, without drugs, without insurance companies, without getting hooked on pain pills. All right, so step number one, Jess, anybody out there with fibromyalgia, probiotic supplement. Step number two, elimination diet. Look for foods that cause digestive issues, digestive problems, especially constipation. But even loose stools, cramping, or bloating, any foods that cause digestive issues, eliminate those foods. Of course, dairy and grains are the two most likely suspects, but it can be anything. It can be anything. It could be spinach. It could be tomatoes. It could be potatoes. It could be peppers. It could be anything. And then focus on fat absorption. Use digestive enzymes. Use lecithin. Use apple cider vinegar. Get on the essential fatty acids. By all means, get on those EFAs. Everybody needs them, but especially if you're dealing with muscle issues like fibromyalgia. All right. Thank you, Jess, for writing, and thank you, everybody, for writing. Appreciate all your calls and all your letters. Time to hit our phones. 855-660-4261 is our number. Phil in Texas. What's going on, buddy? Phil, do we have Phil?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, Phil, I'm sorry. Start again, but I didn't hit the button. What were you saying?
Yeah, man. Yeah, one thing you missed out on some salt, man. What about some selenium salt to clean those nostrils out and clean those sinuses and stuff? Good stuff, too.
Selenium is awesome stuff, yes. It's not really, I mean, it is technically a salt, I suppose. I was referring to salty tastes, but yes, all minerals are technically salts. And selenium is one. Selenium is one of the most important, absolutely. What's going on today? How can we help you, Phil?
Not much, man. I had a couple, I had some poison, local poison ivy around my neck and my arms and stuff, so my backyard is full of those plants. So I was going to ask you, what's something natural I can kill it with without using a Monsanto Roundup crap and something, you know, maybe I can, somebody told me about vinegar or something, you can spray it.
You talking about on your arms once you have the rash?
No, on the plants itself you can kill them. And also I went to the doctor and they gave me this propionate cream.
They give you what kind of cream?
Propionate.
No, that's the second word. Propionate is the second word. What's the first word? Was it triamcinolone or? Okay, yeah, that's what's called a steroid cream. I love this idea of using steroid creams for immune system activation. Now, if you have really bad itching, then you may need a steroid cream. Steroid creams suppress the immune system. Itching is a sign that the immune system has been activated. So, if you have really bad itching, you may want to use a little bit of a steroid cream, but don't use a lot of it. That's for sure. And when you don't need it, don't use it. One better way to get rid of a poison ivy is to use some kind of solvent, a little bit of acetone or something. The poison ivy plant and the poison oak plant secrete resins. They're sticky substances, and that's their defense mechanism. And those sticky substances are what initiate the immune reaction. What you want to do when you have a poison ivy rash is use some kind of solvent to dissolve that resin. Alcohol can work. When I was a kid, we used to use kerosene or turpentine. That really works, but that's pretty toxic stuff. Acetone or nail polish remover a little bit can work, but they're pretty toxic. I don't know how you're going to get rid of that resin. If anybody out there knows how to get rid of the poison ivy resin, I'd like to hear from you. And then also, as far as you're killing the tree, killing your poison ivy without killing the trees and plants or using toxic stuff, I got to tell you, I don't know. I don't really know how to do that. Again, if you have any listeners out there who know how to do that, I'd love to hear from you. How do you get rid of poison ivy, the poison ivy plant, without killing the trees or using toxic herbicides or pesticides. I'm not much of a farmer. I'm not much of a botanist. Another thing about the poison ivy rash, calamine lotion can work, and that's zinc, basically. That sometimes works. And there's also something called Benacort, which is a combination of Benadryl and cortisone. You can buy that at the health food store. Cortisone, of course, is a steroid, and Benadryl is an antihistamine, and that can work topically. Poison ivy and poison oak are really unpleasant, and they're one time that you may want to use a pharmacological remedy. There's not really a nutritional strategy for getting rid of that. Thanks so much for your call. Appreciate it. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. 855-660-4261 is our number. We're coming back at you with more good health information right after this.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and BF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hello, I'm Pastor Broden. The First Amendment is made up of five platforms that are designed to limit government and protect our liberties. Our founding fathers covered in the First Amendment the right to religious liberty, restriction on federal government's interference in our religious liberty, our right to free speech, and the right to a free press. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way. The right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. To nullify unconstitutional law or executive orders, we must petition redress. Sign our petition for redress at c.x.com. That's c.dot.x.com. Redress equals solution.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
On the Bright Side, I'm Pharmacist Ben. Check out the longevity products at brightsideben.com or give the Bright Side Ben phone team a call at 866-735-2470 and find out what everybody's talking about, the BTT, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Head over to my Facebook page and look at the look at all the messages that I get about the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, and really all the longevity products. You can find out all about them at brightsideben.com or call the Bright Side Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. Melissa in Texas, welcome to the Bright Side. What's going on?
Well, we've just been kind of hit with some cold viruses in our house lately, and I know how to tackle those. You know, we use like oil of oregano and golden seal, elderberry, but I just recently heard that there's a kind of a strep throat epidemic going on at my son's school, and yeah. I don't really know any natural treatments to combat that, or maybe we just need to really take some
You don't have to do anything, really, except take care of yourself. Strep throat epidemics only occur in patients or in people that aren't taking care of themselves. If you're taking care of yourself, you can be around strep all day long. This is how bacteria and viruses work. They're opportunistic. They wait for you to become weak, and then the virus attacks. I'm a pharmacist, and I'm around sick people all the time, and I haven't even had a sniffle, not even a cold, in over 15 years, maybe even longer, and I'm around sick people all the time. You don't have to get sick just because your neighbor is sick, and this idea that, oh, I'm sick and stay away from me, and I'm sick, I can't be around anybody, or don't be around me because you're sick. That's just craziness. That's for people who are weak in terms of their physiology and their biochemistry. So what you want to do, Melissa, if you want to support yourself or prevent yourself from getting any of these kinds of infections that are around when you have a so-called epidemic, is the same thing you want to do if you want to stay healthy, if you have fibromyalgia, or you have acne, or you have arthritis, or you have anything. Number one, reduce the load on the immune system. The immune system is kind of like a camel and the proverbial camel, and infections and viruses and bacteria are like the straws. The more bacteria and viruses and food toxins and allergies and processed food and crap you put in your body, the more you're piling straws on this the immune system camel until, boom, Now, a final straw that breaks the camel's back could be some kind of virus or some kind of infection or some kind of bacteria, and all of a sudden you'll get the infection. So what you want to do is you want to eliminate the straws that you can control. You can't control germs and you can't control viruses because we're swimming basically in a germ and virus ocean. But you can control the toxicity that you put in your body, and you can support the strength of your immune system. So number one, to prevent yourself from getting strep infections or shingles infections or any kind of infections, you don't need antibiotics, you don't need doctors, you need to focus on foods. Number one, eat less food. That's a great strategy for supporting your immune system. After we eat food, no matter what that food is, even if it's a great food, our immune system becomes activated for a short period of time. There's something called postprandial means eating, post-eating inflammation, post-eating immune activation that occurs normally. So simply by eating less food, you can protect yourself from strep infections and whatever kind of viruses or bacteria happen to be in your environment. Secondly, make sure you're eating live foods, especially foods that contain vitamin C, foods that contain zinc, foods that contain the B complex. Eat lots of veggies. Reduce your intake of processed foods. Reduce your intake of dead foods, foods that require a lot of work. Thirdly, there's tremendous nutritional supplements you can take. Absolutely amazing nutritional supplements that can not only prevent you from getting infections, bacterial or viral infections, but can reduce the duration of colds once you have them. Zinc is probably the most important mineral for the immune system. I'd be using 50 milligrams of zinc. Everybody should be using 50 milligrams of zinc. If you have any blood sugar problems, you especially want to be on zinc. Kids or nursing moms really need zinc because zinc is important for growing, and zinc is one of the most important minerals for the thymus, which is your body's immune system gland. It's where lots of immune system chemicals are made. Vitamin C is unspeakably important if you want to protect yourself from colds, if you send your kids off to school and you're afraid of a strep infection of some kind. Get them some vitamin C powder and have them sip on a little bit of vitamin C powder before they go off to school. Have them sip on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. It's not only a great source of vitamin C, it's a great source of the B complex. You'll also get some selenium in there, which is also a very, very important immune-boosting nutrient. And by all means, keep your kids or keep anybody who's worried about infections or viral infections or bacterial infections away from sugar, which suppresses the immune system faster than any other food, a food component or food additive. And of course, the way to get yourself off of sugar is to eat more protein, and protein is wonderfully supportive for the immune system, especially whey protein, which has actually, in addition to the protein, has literally contains immune factors, things like lactoferrin, which help fight bacteria. Whey protein is the king of supplemental proteins. So lots of things you could do. Don't forget deep breathing techniques, relaxation techniques. Those are wonderful help for helping boost the immune system as well. If you're under any kind of stress, that's a surefire way to reduce the power and the potency of your built-in defense mechanism, your immune system. Thanks for calling, Melissa. Appreciate it. Troy in Texas, what's going on?
Hey, Ben. So I have this rash that appears on my face when I shower in the morning, and it kind of goes away later on in the day. I'm super healthy. My diet's really great. I got a Vitamix, and I'm doing everything you said. And I know you always say to look at the food, but what I don't get is if you're already sick, how can you tell if a food is activating it? And if a food was activating it, would it only be on my face after I shower, or could it possibly be a skin problem?
Those are great questions. Yes, it can possibly be a skin problem. You maybe have an allergy to soap or something like that. So you're going to have to figure out if it is literally a topical issue. For the most part, skin issues are digestive. Yes, indeed. But occasionally, there are some topical problems. It's rare, though. But with soap can be especially irritating. And in the shower, you're real sensitive because your pores are opening when you take a hot shower. So if it's happening just when you take a shower, it's possible that it could be a soap or it could be something that you're putting on your skin. However, your question, you got asked a really good question. Once you're sick, how can you tell if it's a digestive issue or it's a food issue? Here's how you do it, Troy. You go by your digestive symptoms. Look for bowel movement issues, look for diarrhea, loose stools, constipation. Those are the best. But gas, bloating, heartburn, discomfort of any kind in the digestive system, that's how you can tell if it's a food-related issue. And don't think, well, don't assume that you don't have it just because you don't remember or you don't notice anything. You got to kind of pay attention to digestive symptoms, because when something appears over and over again in the body, we tend to tune it out. So kind of focus on digestive symptoms. If you don't have any digestive symptoms and you still have that rash and you're sure you don't have any, then chances are you're looking at a topical problem. Use zinc oxide side, that can be very helpful. The Benacort, which we talked about earlier, that can be helpful too, but that's more of a medicine. I like zinc oxide, and I like vitamin C for skin rashes, especially fat-soluble vitamin C. So look for digestive symptoms. If you're sure there's no digestive symptoms associated with the rashes, then you probably have a topical problem. But I would really be focusing on those digestive symptoms. Okay, Troy?
Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you, buddy. Thanks so much for calling. All right, Charles in Texas. What's going on, buddy?
I take it you're talking to me, Charles.
You are Charles.
Okay.
King Charles. What's up, Charles?
If you pour coffee on poison ivy itch, it doesn't have to be hot. It would be cold and instant, and just pour it on there. The itch goes away incredibly quickly.
That's awesome, Charles. Thank you for sharing that. Caffeine is a vasoconstrictor, a topical vasoconstrictor anyway, and that may be what you're talking about. Maybe closing up the blood vessels a little bit or acting like an astringent. That's good advice. Thank you, Charles. Appreciate it. Is there anything else you want to say?
Yeah, it gets rid of skunk smell, too.
Coffee does? How about for plants?
Yeah.
I know roses love coffee grounds. I've heard that.
Oh, I don't know.
You hadn't heard that. Oh, that's good. That was good advice. So caffeine or the caffeine in the coffee, that's a good idea. Coffee, caffeine is also great for any kind of tightening of the legs. When I make a body wraps, I use caffeine. Caffeine can help the body metabolize fat. Caffeine's kind of interesting stuff, you know. There's a lot of benefits to caffeine, a lot of learning benefits for a little bit of caffeine can have learning benefits. There's some really interesting health benefits associated with caffeine. It's too much caffeine that you got to be careful of. Thanks so much. Appreciate your call. Charles, and that's pretty much all the time we have for today on The Bright Side. If you guys want to learn more about the Longevity products, if you want to check out the Longevity products, I highly recommend the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Get to my website, brightsideben.com. It'll cost you $50 for a canister, and if you're like most folks, you're going to notice more energy, you're going to notice weight loss, you're going to notice that you're eating less food, you're going to notice that you just feel better within one or two doses, and it's only $50 a canister. What are you waiting for if you haven't tried this stuff yet? You can go to brightsideben.com, click on the Join the Team link, or you can call the Brightside Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. On our next Brightside program, we'll continue talking about the electrical nature of food, and I'm going to tell you about this super powerful food, super electrically dense food that you can use, especially if you're on the ASAP from Longevity. The protocol requires low calories, and this is a great food for loading up on nutrition without getting a lot of calories. We'll tell you what that is on our next Brightside show. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Stay tuned for Alex Jones next on most of these stations. We'll talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.